Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, this being the 10th of July of 2023. And I'm the Miracle Man coming to you live from here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's right, I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on vacation. As I told you, for right now, right this minute, shows would be not very often until I return. And the next, regular show would be on the 17th of July. But I want to let you know, I'm in Chattanooga, and it's one of my favorite places in America, honestly. Went to Gatlinburg this past week for a few days. Loved that. We'll be going to Nashville tomorrow night for a couple days. Then going north to see my brother in Elizabethtown, and then back to Michigan. You know, the story of me in Chattanooga, originally, was that I had 17 different surgeries in the city when I was younger, between the ages of 4 and about 6. And when I was very little at that time, I would be Mom, do I have to go to Chattanooga? Do I really have to go to Chattanooga today? And one time to my brother, I'm like, well, I don't want to go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And my brother said, well, you have to. So, you know, we would, a couple of those times, you know, we flew down on aircraft, commercial aircraft. And then it was time for me to have surgery. Then I'd get better, and, you know, they would see me on the right side of my ear. They would, on the right side of my face, they did those surgeries. And after several weeks, I'd come back home. Then about 6 weeks later, I'd come back down here. 2 years of my life, that's how my life was. We could have almost said that I lived half time here and half time in Chattanooga. I mean, half time in Midland, half time down here in Chattanooga. But, then in a few years later, I started to again find fascination in things about the city of Chattanooga. And one time in 98, turned out, for whatever reason, we thought I was going to have a surgery. Turned out, luckily, I didn't need to. But I did go stay at the Ronald McDonald House for that week. And, but it was still neat to come down here that time. And then, after that, 5 years later, I was down here for a camp thing for a couple of days. Ever since then, over time, it's just become one of my all-time favorite cities of any size in America. I really enjoy, for one thing, the accents. There's different great food options and things like that. That when I was little, of course, when I was very little, I thought of it as time to have surgery, maybe go to the aquarium, I don't know. I mean, when I was little, I might have been thinking like that. Maybe go to the aquarium or aquarium or whatever, you know, my little five-year-old self might have called it, four-year-old self. And then, Chattanooga. Mom, I could have promised I called it Chattanooga. Didn't I, Mom? And even the time when I was like 8 and we came back. But the Chattanooga and also I didn't call it Chat Town when I was real little. I think even when I was like 8 and we came down here and we thought I was going to have that. I think even then I said Chattanooga. To me, when I was super little like that, by super little, I mean like 4 and 5. But even again, when I was 8, when I came down here for that week thing, I'm not doing a full one, but I'm kind of, you know, letting them know how it's been going. Because I knew that it was scheduled, so I figured I should call and do this. Sorry about that, folks. I was just getting a little, tiny little technicality, as they say, because they had went into, you know, this little bubble tea shop, and, you know, we were making a plan, and we were like, and then I was like, oh, time it is, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I better call in at least for a few minutes and kind of let them know, you know, how things are going. And so I'm here in Chattanooga, and I got another story I want to tell you real quick, and that is, so the lady who ran the Ronald McDonald House where I was staying, she had ran it ever since its inception in 1990. The story, oh my goodness, from the door on me.
Keep going.
Sorry about that. But anyhow, the story of Chattanooga and a possible Ronald McDonald House went back to the 1980s. At that time, this lady, her name was Jane Kaler, in fact. If any of you folks that might be listening from here in the Chattanooga area, you might or might not know who she was. She had a daughter named Lori. I found this out like a week ago or less. She had a daughter named Lori. Her daughter was like 9 years old. She had a relapse with leukemia. So it was a study looking, you know, by, you know, someone was asking her whether or not they thought a local Ronald McDonald House would be needed in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so, you know, she loses her daughter, you know, but her daughter goes to heaven. Her daughter ended up going to heaven. And let me tell you, this Jane lady was very spiritual. Was she ever known to speak in tongues, Mom?
I didn't know that, but she talked about the Spirit of God.
Which is great, because I've been asking my mom a few questions about that over the last few days, and it made me feel even more comforted to know that, of course, I was in good hands and that God was using that. And so that tells me that even when I was little, even those times when I said, Ray, do I really have to go to Chattanooga, that it was on purpose. They recreated my face. And apparently, and I think it was part of God's plan. And then God used the doctors, God used, you know, the nurses, God used, of course, Jane, but of course, time goes on, you know, and I'm down here, and pretty soon we'll go look at the river and what have you, but, you know, the truth is, you know, as Christians, believe in, you know, for whatever your miracle is, you know, that recreative miracle. And sometimes in that, he uses the recovery system. That can involve surgeries. Sometimes it even involves surgeries that are very uncomfortable. We know that, Mom, don't we? Sometimes he uses surgery type stuff that can be very uncomfortable. But the truth is, he still shows up. Even when my heart stopped down here in the middle of surgery, But before that, I told my mom that the angel was going back there with me. Yep, and that I would, in fact, see her again. And as a matter of fact, I did. And so, but anyhow, folks, I call you blessed. I pray over you that the hand of God be upon you. And I speak Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. And no evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you meet their needs, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. And I thank you, Master, for that, that you're healing their bodies and that they would have great relationships with you. And you know what they have need of. Thank you that you're the God that provides for them. You're the God that fights for them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank you, Master, for your hand upon them. And I pray that all these people that are listening and may not know you, may they give their lives to you right now in order to escape hell and have their sins commuted from hellfire. For that, in the matchless name of Jesus, amen and amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.